Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Havenand with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, September 8. A man in his 20s is among 9 people who lost their lives to COVID in New South Wales overnight, with 1,480 new infections recorded. In some good news, Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced that 75% of eligible people in the state had received their first dose of the vaccine.
Pleasingly, New South Wales has satisfied another important hurdle. 75% of our state have at least the first dose of vaccine, and we will all rest easy once we get to at least 80% first dose, knowing full well that we'll hit that double 80% vaccination rate.
There was a tense standoff between worshippers and police at a Melbourne synagogue after dozens of people gathered to celebrate Rosh Hashanah in breach of lockdown orders. Victoria Police have so far fined 6 people more than $5,000, but are yet to locate others who escaped authorities. A news cameraman is recovering in hospital after being struck in the head. And a council in Melbourne's north is barring men from applying for a street sweeper job in a bid to promote diversity. Darebin City Council has listed the job on their website with the prerequisite that applicants must identify as non-male. According to the advertisement, that includes women, non-binary and gender non-conforming people. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.